we're coming here to worship the Lord. You see, every couple months I get disillusioned, and I think I'm coming here for me. And I hope they play that good worship song that I love. I hope that service speaks to me. But you know what, guys? It's not about me at all. It's about the Lord. And so when I worship the Lord, okay, when I put Him first, that's when God changes me. So tonight, as we worship, as we listen to the Word, let's put God first tonight. Let's worship Him whether we're tired, whether we're hungry. It don't matter. Let's worship the Lord with all we got, because it's not about us. It's about Him. Amen. Father God, we come in Your presence tonight, God. And I pray that You might change us tonight, God. We give it all to Your hands, Lord. We love You. Change us tonight, God. Have our worship.
I'm not afraid to die. Thank you, Lord, for your praise. God, thank you that we're able to praise you tonight. Lord, I just thank you that we're able to come here together and worship as a one people and just give praises to the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods, the God of all our hearts, God. Thank you, Lord. Tonight, as we come and give our offerings and tithes, I just wanted to share my heart about what GM believes on this. And one of the things that we believe is that if you're coming to give your tithes and your offerings, it needs to be out of a pure heart. And if you're giving any other reason for selfish motives or out of obligation of any sort, then it's not going to be accepted by the Lord. And that's why we're giving, is because the Lord tells us to and the Lord calls us to. In Amos 5, the Lord is talking to the Israelites, and he's talking about how he isn't going to accept them because they are giving things to him, but they're out of completely wrong motives, and they're not doing it the way that he has called them to do it. In verse 21, it says, I despise your religious feasts. I cannot stand your assemblies. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. Let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Righteousness is what God calls us to. Pure heart is what righteousness is. If we have a pure heart and if we're giving to the Lord, even if it's giving of your time and giving to other people in your life, it needs to be out of pure motives. Otherwise, it means nothing. It's all meaningless. It doesn't have any value. In Matthew 5:8, it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's the promise. If you have pure motives for what you give to the Lord, then you will be blessed and you will see God. So you might as well, when you're giving tonight, check your heart. Always check your heart before you give to anything, any person, because it doesn't mean anything unless it's pure. So, Lord, tonight I just pray that you would help us check our hearts. You would help us to see what pure is and what you call us to be and what righteousness means, Lord. Help us to give out of your prompting us and not out of any other obligations, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray blessing over this offering and blessing over the tithes tonight, Lord God. Amen.
Holy God. God, we just wait on you tonight, God. Father, we lay down our plans. God, we lay down our lives, God, and we just wait on you tonight, Father. God, we need you to take our burdens, God. We need you to take all the weight of our sin, God. God, we need you, God, and we just come before your throne, God, and we place it all at your feet, Lord. We just give it to you, Lord. We wait for your filling, God, for your presence, God, for your joy and your love, God. Jesus, this is our act of worship, Father. Have our lives, God. Have our dreams, God. Have all that we are, Lord Jesus. We just give it to you, God. As a joyful offering, God, for what you've done for us, God. Lord, we wait to receive from you tonight, God. We look forward to being in your presence, God. We look forward to knowing you better, Lord Jesus. Speak to us, Lord God. Speak to us now, God. We're expecting you tonight, Lord. We're expecting you now, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just want to stay in the same act of worship. If you guys want to just make your way to your seats, we're going to transition into just the word in a minute.